This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. It is Gary Tilden. He is the CEO of Simulatus Corporation. Well, they trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol SIML. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Everett. Good to be with you.
You know, Gary, tell us about the good news regarding the TriBridge Ventures and your $5 million funding program. They have agreed for your new immersed virtual reality products. How's that coming along?
Yeah, thanks, Everett. This is a huge milestone in accelerating our new SoundPal product, SyncPal, to market. As you know, Simulatus has many products in the market. We have developed strong relationships with major studios such as CBS, Warner Brothers Studios, and many others. TriBridge Ventures can see that they made a good decision providing us with a $5 million funding program. You know, Everett, have I taken enough time for you to fully understand what our products are used for and their commercial applications?
No, not really.
I only ask this because I want our listeners today to understand the relationship between our product history over the past 18 years, our existing relationships we have with the major broadcast studios, and how our new immersive IBS product will launch Simulatus into the most high-tech industry in the world today. Our current 55 products consist of our HD and analog commercial broadcast equipment, and they provide the best quality audio and video assurance, backup, redundancy, protection, and management to commercial studios. Without equipment like ours, the studios would not be able to provide a high-quality television signal to their customers that they are accustomed to. You know, the applications for the use of our existing product line is still required and purchased today. And regarding your original question about the new funding program, you can read the press release today to learn about TriBridge Ventures. It's a small boutique funding partner, which fits perfectly with our business model for now. The terms of our agreement are non-toxic and frankly more than fair in regards to protecting our shareholder equity and buying back debt and shares in the near future.
Well, Gary, tell us about the IBS product and how it's going to enhance the Simulatus shareholder equity.
Well, you know, it's common knowledge and no secret that the virtual reality and augmented reality technology will dominate our future and have a positive impact on our daily lives. Our company's focus has been the commercial broadcast industry, and our new IBS products will tap into the existing distribution and customers that have been buying these for the same products for all these years. IBS stands for Immersive Broadcast System. The immersive part involves the 3D ultra-high definition goggles, you know, like you've seen on TV, combined with our software program that will enable the studio to virtually operate our products without leaving the chair. For example, we have six categories of products that we manufacture, which include a total of 55 products. Anyone can visit our website, see the products menu, study the equipment we manufacture. All of these different commercial broadcast products are built to fit in a rack, which is standard throughout all the studios. There are hundreds of cables, lights, and metal frames, which all produce heat and noise, which presents a lot of challenges for the engineers to deliver a stable television broadcast to the viewers. You can quickly see that our IBS product will provide better and safer studio management for the technicians and engineers. Like, for instance, when you watch Charlie Rose on CBS, you only see him, you know, the nice looking room he is in and the guests he may have with him. What you can't see is the actual commercial studio with the engineers, technicians, cameras, etc. All of this is why we think IBS will be a huge hit in the commercial broadcast market. Now, the consumer IBS product is even more exciting. This allows anyone to build a virtual studio using our virtual systems that we will provide in a software app for anyone to download. There will be free features, and there will be special features and content you can purchase. Once the user studio is built, the user can broadcast their program to other active subscribers. Now, both of these products will be available at the end of 2017 and early next year in 2018.
My guest today is Gary Tilden. He is the CEO of Simulatus Corporation. Well, they trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol SIML. They have a float of around 216 million shares, a market cap of only about a half a million, and a stock price of 0008. Gary, tell us about your engineering team and why you feel Simulatus is qualified to even enter this market.
Thank you so much, Everett. You know, our chairman, Bob Stillwall, he's been in the industry since 1960 and is known by almost everyone. Our engineers and vendors are some of the best in the industry. We currently have Bob, Steve, Bill, and William as our core engineering and design team. William has patents, products, and his master's degree in electrical engineering, along with 30 years of experience. Bill also holds patents and designed the original SyncPal that is being tested next month before being released to the market. And Stephen and Bob work closely together in all design stages of our product. You know, I'm also wondering if our listeners know the audio and video history of Grass Valley and where we are located.
No, what is that?
And if you research Grass Valley, you'll find that this town has been a dominant player in the development of much of the audio and video technology since 1970. Our COO, Mike Schatz, was personally invited to a small meeting here in Grass Valley to sit and talk with a key executive from HTC Corporation. Texas Instruments has a research facility here, and there are many companies here working closely with immersive technology research for the large companies in Silicon Valley. And I guess I should say, you know, the Bay Area near San Francisco, you know, where Apple, Google, Yahoo, and hundreds of other tech companies have their headquarters. It's only a few hours driving distance from our facility, and these large companies in the Bay Area have a presence here in Grass Valley. HTC Corporation, you know, that big cell phone company everyone knows, it's a leading player in the immersive industry. And all I can say is that our company and engineers have amazing backgrounds, and we have support from everyone here in Grass Valley where the Simulatus headquarters are located. You know, to summarize today's podcast, Everett, our IBS product is cutting edge. We continue to sell commercial products, and we are launching SyncPal real soon. You know, I want to thank you for this opportunity to allow me to share our vision and progress with you and your listeners.
Well, my guest today has been Gary Tilden. He is the CEO of Simulatus Corporation, while they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. In closing, Gary, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to go over that you would like to get out to my listeners?
No, I just want to let everybody know that we're here doing our best for our shareholders, and we want to keep going in the same positive direction that we've been headed.
Our guest today has been Gary Tilden, and the company that we're highlighting today is Simulatus Corporation. Gary, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here and to bring us up to date what's going on with your technology company. And we're going to check back with you in about 30 or 40 days and see how things are going.
Well, I really appreciate it, and thanks for your time, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.